Why does a master see another master? Why does a master another master? A master sees another master because a master is always only looking for himself, only looking for the goodness that he is, only looking for the way that the world is fun for him, and goes out and lives that world in that way. Such a wonderful, marvelous way to be. And that's the way that you and I all are. We are all being ourselves and having fun and living our life wonderfully, gloriously, magnificently all the time, because this is what we feel about ourselves. Now, why does a master see another master? Because you always see the world about you as a reflection of who you are. And when you have high grades for yourself, when you have high expectations for yourself, then you begin to see yourself as that beautiful, dynamic, wonderful being that you are. And when you are that beautiful, dynamic being that you are, then you are the master too. And no matter who you look at in the world, you see a master. No matter how you look at the world, you see a master. No matter what you look at in the world, you see a master. And how grand that is. Now, what kind of a master do you like to see in the world? Do you like to see in the world a person that is doing beautiful things? Do you like to see in the world a person that is fulfilling the desires of their heart, that makes themselves happy in all that they do? Do you like to see that? If you like to see that, then you've got it all going for yourself so beautifully, so wonderfully, so fantastically, and that's all there is to life. Life is just a matter of doing those things that are fulfilling to you and fulfilling to you in every way. Now, how do you have your life be fulfilling in every way? You have your life be fulfilling in every way by doing those things that make you happy, doing those things that make you feel good. Now, it doesn't matter what another person feels is making them feel good, and what another person feels is making the best way to do it is to see everything the way a master sees it, out of happy eyes, out of happy revelations, out of happy experiences, out of a happy past, out of a happy present and a happy future, all living in the joy of life, the goodness of life. And do that admonition, do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. What would make you happy? What would make you happy in life? What would make you feel just wonderful? Well, then, do that to others. Do that to others, what would make you happy. Do unto others whatever would make you feel great and wonderful and beautiful and good. And as you do that, you experience it. As you do that, you know it. As you do that, you live it and you delight in it. Are you ready to live in it and delight in it? Are you ready to have it as part of your world in every beautiful way? If you are, then you're a master. A master only knows another master. He looks at everyone and he sees them doing whatever is their highest and best. But he's looking at everyone from his own highest and best. And that's why as he looks at everyone from his highest and best and their highest and best, he sees them living delightful lives, enjoyable lives, lives that make them happy, lives that make them rich and fulfilled, lives that give them something so truly wonderful, so truly beneficial, so truly fantastic, that he is doing something rather remarkable. Are you willing to do that? Are you able to do that? Do you have that ability within you to handle that? And the answer is yes, you do. Yes, you do. Now, are you going to do it starting today? Yes, you can. Are you going to have it be something that goes in your life today, tomorrow, and every day? That's what a master does. A master sees another master. A master sees the world as a wonderful place. The master sees the world as a happy, harmonious place. The master sees everything in the world good and very good. A master sees everything fantastic. And as the master sees everything fantastic, for the master and his world, everything is fantastic. Where do we begin? Where do we begin? Well, we begin looking at our body and say, I live in the temple of the living God. My body is the temple of the living God. My body is fantastic. My body is wonderful. And as you're living in that awareness, as you're living in that realization that your body is fantastic, then that you're living the life of a master. You're living the life of one who is in charge of everything in their life. You are in charge of everything in your life. You are in charge of every thought that you have, every attitude that you have. And if it's a negative attitude, be careful, because you'll spawn more negative experiences. If it's a positive attitude, be delighted, because you'll spawn delightful, happy, joyful attitudes all the time. A master only sees another master. If he looks at another person, he sees only their highest and best. He sees only the beauty in them. He sees only the joy in them. He does not see any other illusion that might possibly be there. How could he? Because he's looking with the eyes of himself. He's looking the eyes of the master that he is. And as he looks with the eyes of the master he is, he's experiencing a life of fantastic quality. A life of amazing attitude, a life of goodness beyond imagination. And that life of goodness beyond imagination comes to each one of us, because each one of us is a master. A master sees another master. So if I see my dog and I see him doing all the things that make me happy, he is happy, she is happy. She just wags her tail, just feels so good because I am seeing her being a good dog, a happy dog, a caring dog, an obedient dog. Now, you look at your neighbors, and do you see them happy and obedient? Oh, yes, you do. But do you want to see them happy and obedient? Do you want to see them glorious? Yes, you do. If you do, then put that cause in motion for yourself today. Put that cause in motion for yourself today and let it happen. Let it begin. Let that wonderment, that magic, that goodness, that allness be who you are. If you have any joy in your heart, if you have any peace in your heart, if you have any love in your heart, express it today and express it in everything that you do, because that's all that matters. That's all that matters, and that's all that ever will matter. And that's what you want to have take place in your world. Know in this lifetime, in this experience, in this world that you have, that of all the people you are beloved first by yourself. A master first loves himself. If a master didn't love himself, he couldn't appreciate anything else in the world. And we all want to appreciate all the goodness, all the wonder, all the magic, all the fun in the world, because that's who we are. That's what it's all about. Today, make that claim for yourself. Say to yourself, I am happy. I am joyful. I am peace. I am delight. I am wonder. And as you say that, watch it be your reality. Watch it be your goal fulfilled in every beautiful, positive way. Because that's who you are. A master sees only another master. You will know when you're a master, because then you're seeing everyone else just the way you are, which is how they really are. And you see everyone just as wonderful, just as beautiful, just as fabulous as you are. Today, let that be your experience as it is mine. Let that be your joy as it is mine. And know that it is yours now. Know that I love you. I love you. I'm a master. I love myself. So I love all of my creation. That's why I say again and again and again, I love you, I love you, I love you. I love you, I love you, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.